You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. With the chilly season underway, our buddy Ian Knauer joins us now about how to cook something warm and yummy for winter. Soup.
Ian Knauer is a farm-to-table chef and the host of a new PBS series called The Farm. Ian, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
So until recently, we have been having crazy cold weather here in Wisconsin. Is it kind of similar out in Pennsylvania, or are you enjoying balmy 60-degree weather?
Oh, it's been crazy here as well. 2 days ago, the wind chill was minus 20. Today it's a balmy 34. So
that's decent.
Yeah,
it's still
cold.
Soup weather, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this is the time of year when you want to snuggle up on the bearskin rug in front of the fire and just have a nice big bowl of steamy soup.
So sometimes I get the urge to make soup. I don't have the right ingredients. I don't want to venture out in the cold to get the other stuff. What do I have to on hand to guarantee I'm going to have enough to make at least a decent basic soup?
Well, I mean, you can. The beauty of soup is that you can really stretch the limits both laterally and longitudinally. If you have a liquid and anything that has flavor, you can stick it in a pot and boil it and add enough salt, and you're going to have something that's going to resemble soup.
I can see Rob thinking of unfortunate things.
Twinkie beer soup.
Actually, that wouldn't be bad at all. In fact, there are lots of beer soups. If you look to like a cheddar soup, a cheddar broccoli soup often has a beer base, and beer is one of those ingredients where you probably have a can of it or a bottle of it in your fridge somewhere, and if you use that instead of water, you're going to add a lot more flavor.
Well, besides the beer, you're also a fan of having celery, carrots, and onion. What's special about that mix?
Well, so this is a classic combination. So whenever you have celery, carrots, and onions, you have what's called in French cuisine a mirepoix, and that is the base of just about everything. From stocks to sauces to soups to braises, because those three flavors work in combination with each other. You have celery, which is a little saline. You have some saltiness to it. You have the onion, which has an earthiness to it. And then you have the carrot, which has a sweetness to it. And when you combine those three things, you get a really balanced flavor.
So how do you How do you get started with those?
So these are also things that most people, or at least most people who cook, have on hand. You probably have, you know, half a head of celery and a couple carrots and maybe an onion or two laying around your kitchen at all times. So even if you only have that, you can make a really good soup. In fact, I make one called a mirepoix soup, which is basically a carrot soup that's heavy on celery and onions. Because those flavors are so balanced, you end up with a soup that has a lot of depth to it. So the way to get started on a soup like that, a really simple soup, is to dice up all your veggies, cook your onion in either some olive oil or some butter until it's brown, because by browning it, you get even more flavor. And then add your celery and add your carrots. Maybe go two parts carrots to one part celery, one part onion, and then add whatever liquid you happen to have. It could be white wine, it could be chicken stock, it could even be water if that's what you've got.
Will you get a decent flavor if you're only using water?
You will, actually, because of the combination between the carrot, celery, and onion, they have enough flavor to really bring some substance, bring some foundation to that soup anyway. So you boil it until all the veggies are tender, and then blend it up. And if you've got a little cream, throw that in there. Actually, if you have a little some chili flakes, or even a little anchovy paste, just a teaspoon or so, put that in there. Your soup's not going to taste like anchovies, but you'll be surprised at how much depth you add just by adding that power ingredient.
So this sounds like a great starter, too, and you can start throwing in other, I'm imagining, veggies or maybe even meats. What kind of things can you add to your, I'll try it, mirepoix to take it in a new direction?
You got it, yeah, good pronunciation. Well, meats would be a really good addition to that because, of course, meat has a lot of flavor. And if you're adding some meat, it could actually be any sort of meat. If you have some beef, you could cut that up into cubes and brown that along with your onions. Even if you have ground beef, you could throw that in there. of course, veal would be decadent and lovely. Chicken would be great. Even boneless chicken, boneless skinless chicken breast, which, you know, doesn't always have a lot of oomph to it. If you brown it enough, that chicken will actually add to the liquid that you add. So even if you add water to that soup, that chicken will actually make it into a chicken stock. So you'll end up with something that has a lot of flavor there.
Now, a couple things I like to add. I usually cook vegetarian soups. I will add soy sauce, or sometimes I'll add a veggie Worcestershire sauce. And I feel like those might function the same way as your anchovies do.
Well, they do. In fact, Worcestershire sauce is not vegetarian because it has anchovies in it.
My version is,
be
though.
Be careful there. But soy sauce is a great, great addition there. In fact, anything that's fermented like that will give you a nice, deep flavor. So if you have tamari or if you have miso, would be great in there. That will give you a lot of depth in your soup and still keep it vegetarian.
And we've got a recipe for your carrot soup based on this mirepoix on the Central Time Facebook page. That's Central Time on WPR, along with, I think it's, Veronica, it was a black bean soup that Ian sent us?
Right, a vegetarian, I think, black bean soup, but I'm sure you could pop some bacon into it if you wanted to.
Well, that wouldn't hurt. The nice thing about that bean soup is that it actually brings you this sort of satisfying feeling. And it's not necessarily from flavor, although beans have a really nice flavor, but it's from texture. So if you have a soup that really coats your tongue, coats your mouth, you get the sensation of satisfaction. And this soup, you not only blend the beans up, so you blend it in the blender, so it gives it a viscosity, but you also add some coconut milk. And coconut milk is one of those vegetarian substitutes for something like cream. And it really gives you that that satisfying mouthfeel. It's a very comforting soup.
What is the flavor like with coconut? Does it end up tasting kind of tropical?
Well, no, not exactly. And that's sort of the interesting thing about it, is that it adds more texture than it does flavor. And the flavor of the beans is quite robust. And I think there's some onion and some garlic in there, too. So mostly it tastes like black bean soup. But the coconut milk does add a little bit of sweetness, which helps balance the savory aspects. But then again, you know, going back to the viscosity point, it's really much more about the texture.
And you did a little cultural detective work to come up with that coconut milk idea, right?
That's right. Yeah, this is based on a soup that I grew up eating as a child. My mother's from Baltimore, Annapolis area. And so we would go down there in the summers and even in the winters and eat at a restaurant called Middleton's, which is in Annapolis, and they would have this famous black bean soup. Now, black bean soup, you know, where does it come from exactly? And so I did some digging, and chances are that this particular black bean soup probably comes from an African-American influence. So there was probably a black cook in the kitchen there who used to throw all the bones that they had in some simmering water and along with the black beans, and then ended up with this really African-influenced soup. That sort of speaks to soup in general. I think some of the best soups that we have worldwide come from cuisines that are not necessarily affluent. So you have poor cuisines like Brazilian, or even, you know, even if you look to France, you have some country soups that are really satisfying, and they start with basic ingredients like bones and stocks, bay leaves, and you end up with this soup that really, really comforts you.
What do you think about the whole texture of soup question? I know some people who don't like it to be too pureed. They think it's too much like baby food. What do you think about chunky versus pureed?
I think it depends on the soup. There are some pureed soups that really hit home with me, and then there's some chunky soups that are even, you know, border on stews. That I find to be really satisfying as well. So if you have chunks of meat in your soup, you don't necessarily want it pureed. But if you have a really delicate vegetable soup, then that can be really satisfying when you puree it. You get that viscosity, you get that texture when you puree the soup.
We've got your carrot soup. We've got the black bean soup with the coconut milk. Anything you've been kicking around for your next soup experiment as the winter grinds on?
Well, I have to say, a tip that I follow and that I think any home cook should sort of invest a little time in, because it doesn't really take much, is some freezer space. So any time that I roast a chicken, for instance, I save the bones, or a turkey, I save the bones and I throw them in a big Ziploc bag and I put them in the freezer. Or any time I want to have shrimp cocktail, I get shrimp with the shells on and I save the shells in a bag along with, you know, any leftover lobster shells or fish bones, anything that, you know, from the sea. And then when the bag gets full, I throw it in a pot with a mirepoix. So with an onion, some celery, some carrots, maybe some leeks, some bay leaves, whatever I happen to have on hand. And I just simmer that for about an hour and I end up with the stock. And then that stock goes in containers and goes back in the freezer.
All right. So some good tips there about stocking our freezer. Ian, we're out of time, but thank you so much for coming on and talking soup.
Thanks for having me again, and stay warm.
That was Ian Knauer. He's a farm-to-table chef and host of The Farm.